Hey, mate, how you going?
I'm doing okay. The walk from Bendigo to Melbourne, how was it?
Yeah, it was good. It was long, but it was good. Everyone got right around it, and we raised a lot of money and raised a lot of awareness, so yeah, it went well.
And what was the reason behind the actual walk, Tim?
So we've lost a few mates to suicide in the past, and just something that mental health, something that just resonates with so many people, so we just wanted to sort of do our bit to get people talking, and that's what we come up with, and it just sort of took off from there.
So you and a bunch of mates did it, is that correct?
Yeah, there was five of us.
Five of us. And how did they all pull up from it? Because obviously you didn't walk back from Melbourne to Bendigo.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting.
Just there this year. Maybe next year we might walk back. they were pretty sore. Yep. We all were pretty sore, but it was a lot harder than we thought it would be, to be honest.
Okay.
But we got there in the end, and we sort of had to obviously change socks a few times and shoes and whatnot. But took a toll on the body. But we're fine now.
So how long was it for? Was it 3 or 4 days? And how many Ks were you doing sort of in a day?
Yep. So it was over 3 days. We did 65 the first day, then 55, then 45 on the last day.
Tim McKern joins us. He and a bunch of mates did a walk from Bendigo to Melbourne just recently. And you're feeling okay now, obviously, you know, on the day that you arrived at the MCG, you know, a bit sore and it took over the next couple of days. But what was your recovery like?
Long. we didn't do much for a few days afterwards. The lockdown actually sort of worked out well for us.
Yeah.
As we got to Melbourne, it was an impending lockdown, so we couldn't do much when we got back to Bendigo, but none of us were really complaining about that.
Now, how much did you end up raising? And when you stopped at locations, or maybe as you were walking, people on the side of the road may have pulled over, how did they go about with the donations, and what was the end, or what are the tally at the moment?
So I'm still finalising the tally, mm-hmm. but we've definitely raised over $50,000.
Wow.
So, fantastic. Yeah, that's been unbelievable. We had numerous people stop by and wish us support on the way and give us some donations on the way and just give us some kind words of support, which is good.
Yep.
And it was pretty crazy that sort of we were walking from say Sunbury to Melbourne and there were still people talking at our walk, so it sort of took off sort of statewide, which is good.
Yeah, which is amazing. Absolutely agree. And
yeah,
a good cause. I could just imagine the conversations, you know, between you and the mates. Obviously, it was, you know, talk about this, that, another, and maybe put the headphones in from time to time. Was there any stage where you went, oh, my God, I've heard this story before, over and over again?
Yeah, a couple of times. Yeah. We were pretty good, actually. Surprisingly, I took the headphones with me, and they didn't actually get used, which was a big shock.
Yeah.
So I thought that'd be used for sure, but it was tough at the time. But I spoke to a few of the boys a few days later, and we sort of missed it, and it was pretty good to just get out there and just walk and just raise that awareness, and it was actually quite enjoyable looking back at it.
Now, Tim, are donations still being accepted at the moment?
Yeah. Yep. So the GoFundMe is still open, so you can. You can find that on my personal Facebook. You might be able to put a link to that on.
Certainly can.
Somewhere. They are still open until probably Monday, and then we should have a final tally early next week.
We'll have all the details up on our website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Hey, Tim, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, jumping on the call for us. And I know you've recovered, but any plans to do something similar again, you know, or is it goes, oh, no, I just can't do it for a little while?
I'd never say never. We're sort of definitely looking at maybe doing something again next year. This one took off more than we thought it would. So who knows? Who knows what's in the pipeline?
It's a fantastic achievement to you and the team. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
Take care. Bye bye. That is Tim McKern joining us this afternoon. That walk from Bendigo to Melbourne. We'll have all the details on our website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. It is the Sideline View.